Welcome to the Frenemies Podcast, where four friends debate the latest issues in all sports and have a fun time doing it. High-heated arguments, crazy takes, and passionate opinions is what fills every pack-filled episode. Frenemies is available on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Breaker, CastBox, and others.
Welcome back to Episode 8 of the Frenemies Podcast. Another NFL episode for you guys to listen to over the Thanksgiving break.
Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yep.
Round of applause for Thanksgiving.
I hate both of you.
All right. Let's start.
Should we start by going around the table and saying what we're thankful for? I'll start. I am thankful for Baker Mayfield, Cleveland getting a franchise quarterback, and I want to say I'm thankful for all of our listeners, most especially Clay Dyer.
I'm thankful for you, Jack O'Neill, because you teach me how to deal with stupid people in the real world and control some of my emotions while talking about sports. So thank you.
I'm thankful for Nicholas Chubb and Isaac Okoro.
Okay.
Amen. All right.
Once again, Jake is still at soccer for whatever reason. So we're going to get this.
It wouldn't matter anyway in this episode. Don't worry. Doesn't matter at all what he picks, because normally they're wrong.
There you have it. Today's NFL Pick'em episode. Now let's get right into it. Let's start Thanksgiving, the 12:30 game that nobody wants to watch. My gosh, the Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions.
Can we just talk about the Thanksgiving games real quick for a second? I love stuffing my face with Thanksgiving food to just watch football.
100% agree.
To just watch football after that. And I get these horrible garbage games. I don't want to watch Tim Doyle and Andy Dalton go at it. I really don't. When the score's going to be like 6-3.
Detroit Lions always play Thanksgiving, though.
But, like, why? Why? They're 0-9 and they suck the past
decade. Lions and the
why do they always Cowboys play on Thanksgiving?
The Lions and Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving.
I get the Cowboys. Why the Lions? Can you explain that? Why do they always play on Thanksgiving?
I think.
Megatron, is it?
No, because it's been going on for a while.
They've been playing with, like, the Barry
It's been going
Sanders.
On for years.
I think a big part of it is the NFL, they try to give every city something. And let's be real here. Detroit has nothing, both in and out of sports. That's a pathetic city.
He's got a point. Detroit sucks.
Come on.
The NFL. Are we going to be the Joe Kim Noahs of Detroit? No. Detroit people, you have a beautiful city. I love you guys.
No one's listening here from Detroit because no one cares. And no one
Detroit people, this is – listen to me, Detroit people. If you can hear me, this is a warning. Get out. Get out of Detroit
get
now.
Get off the streets, please. I mean, it's fair.
It's Detroit.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go.
Anyway,
Bears at Lions.
After bashing Detroit.
Carter, what do we think?
You know, DeAndre Swift, you were my fantasy unicorn last year. And, you know, after what I saw with the Browns, there's only two teams I think they can beat in the NFL right now. And that's the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions. And especially since Justin Fields is out, which I would be going with my beloved Ohio State Buckeye if he was in. I'm going to go with Timbo Boyle, baby.
Wow.
And the Detroit Lions. I'm going to be pre-gaming for the Thanksgiving meal. Not with alcohol. That sounded wrong. Pre-game with some, you know, light appetizers for the real Thanksgiving meal as I sit down and watch Timbo Boyle.
Go ahead.
Throw for just one more touchdown than whoever's playing quarterback. Andy Dalton. Chicago Bills.
Andy Dalton.
So,
Andy
we got some.
Oh, yeah. Timbo Boyle.
All right. So, Jake, even though he's at soccer, he sent us our picks. He agrees with you on that one. He's got the Lions winning as well. Hunter, this should make our picks really easy.
Now, I disagree. The Chicago Bears win this football game.
Well, yeah. That's what I was saying.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Easily.
If Jared Goff is playing in this game, I would pick the Lions. No matter who's a quarterback for the Bears, whether it's Fields or Andy Dalton, if Jared Goff plays, I pick the Lions. I just don't trust Tim Boyle. Andy Dalton's been a decent quarterback in the NFL for a long time. I'm just going to take his veteran experience over
Boyle's. And it's shades of last year. Remember last year, the Lions played David Blau on Thanksgiving Day. Did he win? No, but he did throw a deep touchdown and everyone went crazy. Timbo, he might have a play. I don't think he will, but he might. Andy Dalton's going to slice and dice this defense. I think Andy Dalton has a really good game.
I think Andy Dalton has a nice game, too.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
The Red Rocket, I think the Bears beat the Lions.
All right, so Jack and I going with the Bears. You two are going with Detroit.
Yes.
All right, Hunter, I'll start with you here. Raiders at Cowboys.
Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb are out. I genuinely don't know who to pick. Carter, I want to hear your pick. I genuinely don't know. I need to think about it for a sec.
I'm going to roll with my – in the spirit of the Ohio State-Michigan week, I'm going to roll with my Buckeye running back, Ezekiel Elliott. He's going to be eating like I am during this game, just all over the Raiders defense, who once again – let me just reestablish, has not been able to contain speed the entire season. So the Cowboys will be winning this game.
We love that analogy, don't we, folks?
Okay. Jake's not here, but according to Jake's text messages, he's got the Cowboys winning as well.
Yes, sir, Jake.
I'm curious.
So this is tough because it's so hard to win in the NFL without a receiving core. And Amari Cooper out.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
CeeDee Lamb out.
The two best offensive play. I mean, I guess mine is Zeke.
And Zeke's a good running back, but come on, you gotta have receivers because they're just gonna stack the box and they're gonna bottle up
Michael
Zeke.
Michael Gallup, Cedric Wilson, okay. Dalton Schultz, I think are the receivers.
Yeah, game. That's nothing special there. I hate picking the Raiders though, because I don't think they can win.
They've lost three straight, one being to the Giants, the other getting blown out by the Bengals. Their last one was the Eagles 4 weeks ago. I mean, they just haven't been playing good football.
No, it's been tough to watch.
They have not had a win in November yet.
No, I'm going to go with the Cowboys because I want to see Zeke get in the end zone and get in that Salvation Army bucket again. Mm-hmm. Smith, who you got?
I agree, I think. I think I'll go Cowboys.
So we're going 4 for the Cowboys?
Yeah, I don't feel confident about it.
I don't either.
But I guess I'll go Cowboys just because the Raiders have been playing really bad lately.
All right,
so, I'll go Cowboys.
Let's get to prime time on Thanksgiving. The struggling Buffalo Bills will take on the Saints. Carter, you've had a lot to say about Josh Allen in the last episode. Can he get it done? Can he get it done tomorrow night?
He better, but I'm going to roll with him because I believe in him, so I'm going with the Bills.
Hunter, what about you? Who you got?
I actually think this is going to be sneakily a good game. Like, I think this will be actually a pretty good, tight, back-and-forth game. Kamara's playing. I feel like he normally shows up in primetime games. I think Josh Allen does have a bounce-back game. I think I called that last week, too. But I think I'll go Buffalo.
You're going Buffalo?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like it's kind of a coin flip, personally. But I think I'll go Buffalo.
Now, Jake is with you, too. He also picked the Bills. This is where I struggle because I think this could be a good game. I think it's going to be a close game.
I do, too.
If Trevor Siemian wasn't starting for the Saints, I'd probably pretty confidently pick the Saints.
Siemian's looked pretty good.
He hasn't been bad.
He's looked pretty good.
Now, the last time I watched football at my grandpa's house, which is where I'll be watching football tomorrow night, well, Thanksgiving night, Josh Allen and the Bills dominated on Thanksgiving. And then I watched the Christmas game, and I saw Alvin Kamara run for 6 touchdowns. And on that same TV, I will watch Alvin Kamara run wild on Thanksgiving night. So I got the Saints.
Wow.
Now we got
Buffalo?
Yeah. I think Kamara.
You don't think Buffalo has a bounce back?
I don't think they do. No, I think it's kind of a wake up call. And I think now they're not used. It's been a while since they've been in second place looking up at the Patriots. So I think they're going to get a little worried and they're going to fall even farther. All right, let's get into the Sunday slate. 1:00, first game. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cincinnati Bengals. Smith, who are you looking at?
I'm going Pittsburgh. They looked good last week. Big Ben was on dimes. He really was. And Najee Harris, I think, might be the best playmaker on that football field over Jamar Chase and Joe Mixon, in my opinion.
It's close.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
That's
a close one.
What's crazy is I'm looking at my text. Jake also picks the Steelers. And ladies and gentlemen, no one hates the city of Pittsburgh. I'm not talking about the Steelers. No one hates the actual city of Pittsburgh more than Jake. So to see him pick the Steelers, that's an eye-opener. But, Hip, what about you?
The Steelers got their defense back.
T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick, all those dudes playing.
Are they? I don't know. It says – all right. T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick, and Joe Hayden are expected to practice this week. So it looks like they will be practicing and currently questionable for Sunday's game. On track to play.
So can I do a if they play scenario?
No, you got to pick a team.
I hear it.
I'm going to go with what Mr. Kaplak, psychology class second period, shout out to him, what he told me. We will continue to be in close games if we don't have our defensive guys. That's what he said to me. Mm-hmm. And
I don't think those defensive guys get backs this week. So I'm going to go with Jamar Chase and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Or at least not fully healthy.
Right. So yeah. I'm going to go with the Jamar Chase and Cincinnati Bengals.
First off, Mr. Kaplak, if you're listening to this episode, Carter and I are thrilled to have you. We enjoy your psychology class. It's a ton of fun. But yeah, Mr. Kaplak, you're not going to like this because Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase torch the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they win handily.
Handily.
Let's go on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Indianapolis Colts. Carter, who's your pick?
Tampa Bay. And if I hear a regression to the mean speech from you about the Colts.
Don't worry, that one, I'm saving that one later in the slate.
I might get up and leave. But Tampa Bay, I don't think it's really close.
Hunter, what about you?
Closer than people think it will be, but I'll go Tampa too.
I got Tampa. Jake got Tampa. So it's a clean sweep here at the frenemies table. Everyone's picking the Buccaneers. Panthers at Dolphins. We're going to start with Jake here. Jake, who you got? That's right. Jake's not here. So we're going to look here. Jake's got the Panthers. Hunter, thoughts on that? You've been awfully critical of Jake's decision-making lately.
I know. I don't like agreeing with him with all of some of these commodities. Dolphins have been playing decent. And don't look now, folks, but they've won their last three. I mean, do I pick Miami here? Is Tua playing? Tua is playing, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah, he is healthy, right?
But, I mean, he could get pulled again. Brian Flores does not like Tua.
I know. He really doesn't. Tua's a starting quarterback. He should be. Beat the Ravens. Beat the Texans in an ugly one. Beat the Jets. Again, in an ugly
one. I'll just go, since you're taking longer than it takes me to grow a beard. The Panthers are going to win this game.
I'm going
to
go Miami. I think Miami beats the Carolina Panthers. I picked against the Panthers last week. I was the only one who did it. I was correct.
Hunter picks Miami. Carter picks Carolina. Jake Panthers. Picks Carolina. I picked Carolina last week because – actually, no. I did pick Carolina last week, but I struggled to pick Carolina because I did use my regression to the mean for that. So because of that, I'm going to go Miami as well.
All right. I like that, Jack.
Now here, we got a big, big playoff implication game here. AFC, Tennessee Titans heading to Foxborough. Carter, what are we thinking?
It's going to be a good game, I think. I think Titans do bounce back.
Is your name
sorry,
Carter?
Sorry. Continue.
I agree with what you said. But I think the New England Patriots put the AFC on notice this week. They're legit. At least that's what I think. So I'm going to roll with the New England Patriots and Mac Jones.
Hunter, who are we taking?
The Patriots won their last.
Six now.
Six?
Six in a row. Regression to the mean does not apply to Bill Belichick.
No, it does not.
Well, maybe the means just rise.
Maybe the mean is just blatantly wrong. That could be. All right. I'm going to go the New England Patriots. The Titans played pretty bad last week. And New England played good. So I guess regression to the mean tells me the Titans, but I think that's complete BS. So I'm going to go the Patriots.
So I'm a big regression to the mean guy. Regression to the mean tells me, every single regression to the mean thing tells me I should pick the Titans. But there's one thing I believe in more. Picking against Jake. Jake picked the Titans. And Jake was not happy when Hunter and I said, we think the Patriots could be Super Bowl contenders, and we think the Patriots can overtake the Bills for first place in the AFC East. Jake picked the Titans. Jake, for you, I'm going to pick the Patriots. we got an NFC classic here, Eagles-Giants. Hunter, you've picked the Eagles twice in the last two episodes.
And I'm picking them again, baby. I'm picking them again. Philadelphia all the way. Let's go, Clay. Philadelphia Eagles.
I feel like as soon as I ride with the Eagles,
they're
going to look like the dumpster fire that they were at the beginning of the season. But more importantly, I have Saquon Barkley. And did he have an okay game against Tampa Bay? Yes, but he looked like he was coming back from injury.
Tampa Bay's got the best run defense.
Right, and he looked like he was coming back from injury. So I think Saquon plays inspired, and the New York Giants are going to win this game.
Jake also picked the New York Giants. Now, here's my thing. Clay, I want you to listen to me, buddy. I've picked against the Eagles the last two times. And both times I've done that, as soon as you finish the episode, I get a long, long paragraph on Snapchat saying how stupid I was and how smart Hunter was. And I got to tell you, very few things hurt me more than hearing Hunter Smith is smarter than you. For those of you not aware, Hunter had to miss multiple episodes because of how unintelligent he was in the classroom. His new nickname around Medina High School is Mr. 46.
That's all we're going to say about that.
We're not going to tell you why, but put two and two together. This is tough. But no, I can't pick Danny Dimes. I can't pick – no, actually, no. I am going to pick New York because this just dawned on me. What? This just dawned on me. And, Clay, I'm sorry. Jason Garrett just got fired. Freddie Kitchens is the play caller of the New York Football Giants. Give me the Giants.
Are you serious?
I was going to pick the Eagles until I
thought you were going Eagles.
I was going Eagles. That changed 5 seconds ago. Wow. Oh, I cannot wait to watch Freddie Kitchens call the plays. There's going to be a flea flicker. There's going to be a triple reverse option. Ladies and gentlemen, if tune in to Eagles at Giants because that'll be a fun game to watch.
Who's Jake got?
Jake had the Giants. I don't like picking with Jake, but Freddie Kitchens is calling plays.
Wow. So me and Carter are rolling with Philly.
No, yeah. I'm rolling with the Giants.
No, it's Hunter. Hunter, it's just me again.
It's just me again. You guys know. You guys have done this past 2 weeks. How's that worked out for all of you? Really? You can switch now.
The tides are turning.
Switch now or forever hold your peace.
Holding the peace. The tides are turning. The dumpster fire goes back to Philly.
Next game. We got to get a move on.
Clay, hear that? I'm the only one who picked Philly. Only one. Again, they are haters. All right.
Two teams with two bad performances. Falcons are playing at Jacksonville. Who really cares, Carter? Quickly, who you got?
Cordell Patterson's bounce back game, Falcons. It's really not that hard. Just say the Falcons.
Jags are at home. Urban Meyer? I'll go Jags.
I
got Jacksonville, baby.
I watched the 2018 D game, Ohio State versus Michigan, when Ohio State was underdogs to Michigan. And Urban Meyer then went out to beat him 62-39. Give me Urban and the Jags.
Let's go. Yes, because this game is equivalent to the game.
How dare you.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I saw Urban Meyer on my TV today, and he won. So, therefore, I'm going with him again. Carter, you're not alone, though. You got the worst picker at the table. Jake as well. All right.
Atlanta.
Oh, do we even need to pick this game?
Oh, Dolphins just picked up Phillip Lindsay.
That's great. The Jets play the Texans. Tickets are as low as $9.
Oh, God. Yes, you can, for less than your Chipotle order, go watch the New York Jets play the Houston Texans. I find $10 on the floor at school sometimes in the hallways when kids drop them. You can take that money, save for a month, kids, and you can go watch the New York Jets.
A professional football game.
Play the Houston Texans. I don't know. It might be semi-professional. I guess I'll go first. Tyrod Taylor's back, so I guess I'll roll with him since he's the best player on the field in that.
He's been back.
Yeah, he played last week. He threw for a whopping 109 yards.
Never
mind. Carter,
I'm going to go Houston.
You're locking in Houston. Hunter.
I think – is Joe Flacco starting again?
I think so because I think Mike White's still injured.
Is it? Mike White's not injured. They just benched him. Zach Wilson, right?
Zach Wilson's hurt too.
Okay. Oh, Zach Wilson will start against Texans on Sunday an hour ago. Or 24 hours ago, sorry. So Zach Wilson's playing. First game back against Houston.
Does that make it an easier pick or a harder pick?
I don't know.
Okay, can we speed this up? This game is literally worth $9.
That's a good point. We got more picks to get to.
I'm going to go the Jets. Elijah Moore has a big game again. He's been playing phenomenal.
I'm going to go Jets too. Zach Wilson got to sit on the bench, and he had to experience the NFL a little bit. I think he comes back to his bounce-back game. Jake is taking the Texans. Jake's got the Texans in this one. Los Angeles Chargers at Broncos. We'll start with Jake because he's not here. Jake's got the Broncos winning. Hip, what about you?
He's got the Broncos winning?
Do the three of us have Chargers?
I have Chargers. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Chargers.
Just move on.
Three Chargers versus Jake. We're moving on. Next one, we get the – ooh, this is a good
this
one. Actually, no, it's not. Rams at Packers. I'll make this easy. Packers win, hands down. The Rams will be lucky to score 10 points. Not because of the Green Bay's defense, but because Odell's on your offense.
This is going to be just like the Minnesota Packers game last week. It's going to be a nice little close one. Los Angeles figures it out this week. I hate going against Aaron Rodgers, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Packers won by a touchdown or two, but I'm going to go with the Rams.
FYI, I don't know if this changes anything. Aaron Jones is practicing this week, Wednesday.
Okay, Hunter, real quickly before you make your pick, I want you to know that Jake and I both picked the Packers. Both of our reasoning, it's because the Rams have Odell. Carter picked the Rams. Hunter, who are you taking?
Packers defense has been playing really well.
They've been gearing up for this.
This is more than just the Packers and Rams, Hunter.
This is Odell Beckham.
Aaron Jones' middle name is Laredo. That's kind of sweet. With a capital R.
Okay,
in the
no one cares about that. Like, all right, that's like one of Jack's random facts that no one cares
ladies
about.
Ladies and gentlemen, groundbreaking discovery by Hunter Smith.
I want to pick the Packers, but I feel like I can't leave Carter's side here. I'm going the Rams.
No, you can.
No,
I'll
I'm going,
stand the ball
I'm
on
going
this hill.
The Rams.
I'll die on
I'm,
this
I'm
hill.
Going the Rams. I'm going the Rams.
I absolutely love that the two of us are going against Odell and for Odell. That 425 game. That's
I think Odell has a good game too, by the way.
Okay, you've been saying that for 3 years now.
He's had a horrible quarterback previously.
Well, okay, anyway, next game.
The next game, we got the Vikings are they're heading to the Bay to take on the 49ers.
Vikings.
This can be a good game.
Vikings.
Really?
Vikings.
Well, how do you say that confidently?
Yeah, it's going to be a good game.
Because of the Vikings and the San Francisco 49ers have been the San Francisco 49ers.
They're both 5-5. Both 500.
And the Vikings could be 10-0.
Winning this game, I think, might sneak in the wild card. This is actually really big game for wild card playoff implications in the NFC.
That's a good point because winner would have the head tiebreaker.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the Vikings. That's what I'm rolling with.
425 game. Minnesota at San Fran. They have to travel across the country.
You should probably go with your top 10 quarterback here. Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins is a stud. Yeah, the Vikings have a lot more weapons. Jeff Wilson.
Who we got, Smith?
I'll go Minnesota.
All right, Jake's taking the 49ers, and I was going to go 49ers, but – no, I'm still going to go 49ers. Kyle Shanahan is one heck of a coach. He's got one great defense. Kirk Cousins will struggle like he did the last time he went to the Bay in the playoffs. The Niners are going to take – the Niners are going to get this one. Now, here's the big one. Sunday night football, prime time, 8 o'clock. Cleveland Browns are heading to the dumpster fire city they call Baltimore. Carter, I'm going to start with you. You diehard Browns fan. Playing against the running back of Lamar Jackson.
Is Lamar playing this week?
I believe so.
This pains me.
Let me confirm that.
How badly?
Oh, this really hurts. Down to the core. I don't think I've done this, even in the Deshaun Kizer era.
It says he's confident he'll play. So. Sounds like he is.
I'm going with the Ravens. I have to. I'm going to be rooting for the Browns. I'm going to have my Browns beanie and Browns sweatshirt on and Browns blanket and all my gear ready to go. But I just don't have any confidence in the man we call Baker Mayfield, the man that we call quarterback, the man that we announced as QB1.
I agree with Carter. I'm going the Ravens. I love the Browns, guys. Don't get me wrong. I love the Browns. I hope the Ravens get smacked by 50.
You can't do this, Jack, by the way. You don't have the liberty to do what we do.
No, you don't.
You got to go with the Browns.
Yeah, I'm going Ravens. I don't want to, but I'm going the Ravens.
Before I make my pick, Jake says the Browns are going
to
win.
I know. I want the Browns to win, guys. I really do. I swear.
Jake and I were also talking. He told me he had a bad feeling about the Lions game. He said he thinks we're going to win. He said he has a bad feeling. He was right. He then told me in a Taco Bell –
he did.
Drive through.
I was here for this.
Before he left to go take a little waz in the woods, Jake told me, I am very, very confident the Browns win Sunday night. And Jake is picking the Browns with his pick. Now, I'm on a crossroads here.
No, you're not.
Because I got to.
There's only one road.
I have my head and
you
I have my heart.
You've burned the other road.
I have my head and I have my heart. I see myself as a logistical man. I see things sensually. I believe I have been fair about Baker Mayfield since the time he's got here in Cleveland. No. I believe I've been accurate.
No.
And this is why it's tough.
Lies.
Because my heart says, Jack, you need to pick the Browns. You need to. You love that team.
I know.
You know, the last time my heart said we were going to beat the Ravens, that was Kevin Stefanski's debut game. We lost 38-7. So I hate to say this.
Oh, God.
You can't do this. You're not allowed. There's one option. There's two options. You can say there's two.
The Ravens offense.
There's the Browns and the Browns.
The Ravens offense is going to run circles around Joe Woods, and Joe Woods is going to look at those circles and be like, man, those are some good-looking donuts.
He's not wrong.
So, unfortunately, And gosh, I just hate to say this. The Ravens will beat the Browns on Sunday Night Football.
Wow.
And it hurts to say.
I hope Jake's right. I really do.
I hope Jake's right, too. I really do.
This is such a big win for us, too.
We will give Jake a whole five-minute monologue to just berate us if the Browns win. That will be the start of next week's episode. Well, one game left to cover before we sign off on our Thanksgiving break. Monday night, Seahawks are going to Washington to take on the football team.
I do think we should state our overall records after we're done with our picks that we've had the first 2 weeks before we say goodbye for this episode. This game's hard, man. But there is literally nothing that gives me confidence in Seattle. There's also nothing that gives me confidence in Washington. So I'm going to go based off of who has more talent. Not who's played better, who has more talent. And the Seattle Seahawks have more talent than the Washington Redskins, so I'm going with the Seahawks.
I agree with Hip. I'm going to Seattle. Russell Wilson versus Taylor Heineke, primetime. Seahawks have had two really, 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 really disgusting games in a row. I'm going to Seattle in a bounce back.
So, Hunter, you don't realize what you just did, but you just used the regression to the mean formula to pick that game. So, congratulations on that. We'll go to Jake before we get my pick. Jake has the football team beating the Seahawks, and frankly, I do too.
I don't blame him. Yeah.
I haven't. Russell Wilson hasn't impressed me at all this year. The offenses look stale. It's looked like an open bag of crackers. It's been hard to watch. So, no, I got the football team. They'll take care of their business at home, and we're gonna sign off on our Thanksgiving episode. Akar, do you have closing thoughts?
What's our overall records? You have those, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, let me.
Please state them. I'd really love to hear them. I'm really curious on what our records are.
So let's start.
Let's go to last place. Let's start in last. Please.
We're gonna start with our weekly records from our second week of doing picks.
Okay.
Carter, once again, last. But he did go 8-6.
You were last?
I was last? He was last, and he went 8-6.
That's pretty good, boys.
Now, to be fair, Jake also went 8-6. I just wanted to see Carter's reaction when I told him he was last again.
Okay, so you're tied for third with Miller.
I went 9-5. Not a bad week. And then, ladies and gentlemen, Hunter Smith is just ridiculously good at these.
He is the Messiah.
Okay, we're not calling you the Messiah.
The Messiah. I want to hear it. I'm Moses.
We are not calling you Moses. Hunter went 10-4.
When you finish last at the end of these weeks, that's on you.
So our total picks, we will start at the bottom here. Carter, two games under 500 now at 12-14. Jake's 12-13. Myself, Jack, I'm 15-11. And Hunter's a whole 10 games above 500 at 18-8-1, including the Lions Steelers game.
So we all have the one tie at the end. Just so
we all have the one tie. Yes. No one in this table will ever predict a tie
for last right now.
No, you.
How does Jake have one last
game? Oh, I'm sorry. Jake's also 12-14-1. I lied. Yeah, you and Jake are tied for last.
It's a big week.
It's a big week because I'm coming back. I'm taking that top spot, y'all.
No.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Frenemies. We will see you after Thanksgiving break.
Have a great break.
Make sure to like and subscribe to the Frenemies podcast, whatever podcast platform you're listening on Spotify. Make sure you interact with our polls and questions on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating. And if you really want to and have a chance on making it into our show, you can leave an audio recording on your take, opinion, and whatever you want to say. Thanks for listening.